Hi, come on in. I was just getting ready to go out. I'm meeting this new guy I've been seeing. Well, one of the new guys I've been seeing. Yes, it's my fourth date this week. My calendar is full. You like my dress? Always good to have a guy's opinion. Oh, right. I remember. You helped me pick it out months ago. I think it's just right for tonight, don't you? Short, flirty, no back at all. Really? I really want to get my ashes hauled, and if he doesn't take the hint, I'm just gonna have to jump him. Can you see my thong from the back? Think I should go without it? Six months ago, I'd never have thought of wearing a dress like this, much less going commando in it. I remember wearing all those baggy clothes, plain shoes, no makeup, so unhappy with myself. I didn't want anyone to look at me, but really, I was desperate for someone to look at me. I'm so glad you helped me. You've known me for years. I told you everything, cried, invented, and dumped all my unhappiness on you. You listened to me at your place, here, the diner, the coffee shop, on that bench at the river. I felt like my life was going by, riding on that water. Jesus, now that I'm thinking about it, I was so whiny. How did you stand it? And then you told me to straighten up and stop complaining and do something about it. You got me a membership to your gym, swam with me every morning before work. You helped me develop a workout routine, complimented me when I did better, kicked my ass when I wanted to give up. You taught me how to cook and eat healthy, how to love my body. Yes, that's right. Now, I do love my body. Pretty hot, right? I remember that time, the first time you took me shopping. I was unsure about the clothes you wanted me to buy, but you were so sure I'd like them that you bought them for me. You were absolutely right, and I do still wear them. And then you and I would go out all the time to buy me clothes, just as if you were my boyfriend. Yes, I know it's been forever since we've hung out. I guess I've been busy. I've been getting a lot of attention lately, more than I ever got before. Ever. I'm so happy to be popular. Lots of guys, plenty of sex, girls looking at me too. Gives me shivers. I love it. Too popular for you? What do you mean? You don't like how I look now? You didn't want me to stay stuck being that little mouse pie, did you? Well, I know I haven't been good about returning your phone calls and texts. Really? There were that many just this week? I'm sorry, I didn't count. I've been busy. No, it's not that I don't like you anymore. I do. I don't take you for granted. How can you say that? You're my friend. What? There's something wrong with that? Look, I don't have time for this now. I've got to meet my date, and I don't want to keep him waiting. We can talk about this some other time, right? I don't know what you're so upset about. I told you, I've got to go now. We will talk about this. Maybe sometime next week, maybe. I'll look at my calendar when I get home, tonight or probably tomorrow, if I stay at his place. What do you mean, don't bother? Shit. Oh well, he'll be all right. One more check in the mirror. Beautiful. And ready to fuck. I love living life with open legs. Hi. I know it's late. Can I come in? No, please don't close the door. I want to talk to you. I want to apologize. No, I didn't go home with the guy. I just had dinner with him and then told him I didn't feel well, and he took me home and then I came straight here. No, I didn't lie. I didn't feel well, and I still don't. I feel terrible about how I've been treating you. I've been beastly. I have taken you for granted. You're the nicest, sweetest man I've ever known. You helped me at work. You helped me become the person I always wanted to be. But tonight I realized that I was not all the person I really wanted to be. I looked so much better, but inside, I got ugly. I sat across from that guy and all he wanted to do was look down my front or up my dress, and I realized he wasn't listening to what I was saying. Well, not really listening. Not like you do. And everything he said sounded scripted, like he says it on every day he goes on. And I thought about how he sounded like all the other guys, and how he and I were just there for another notch on our belts. And he kept talking about sex as if he was taking it for granted that I was going to sleep with him. Well, yes, I was going to sleep with him. That's what I wanted, but then I realized that it wasn't going to make me happy. I do want to be on my back with my legs in the air tonight, but not with him. With you. I want to sleep with you. When you left my apartment so angry, it didn't take long before I realized the thing that I wanted least in the world is for you to be angry with me. And the thing I wanted most is for you to love me. I love you. I do. You've never made a move on me, though, don't you? You do? You love me? I'm so happy. When I thought you were walking out of my life, it felt like the end of the world. Not like I was just losing a friend, my best friend, but as if I were losing everything that had ever made me happy. Too much to lose. But you know how I've kind of been ignoring you for months? Yes, I know I have. Don't rub it in. I've actually been learning stuff that I think you are going to love. Like what? Well, like, watch me remove my little panties. I don't know if any other girls practice this, but I like to reach up under my short skirt and pull them down so you can see them pass down my thighs. Doesn't it look cute and sexy when I hold them there, a little knock-kneed for a moment, and then push them all the way down? And then, when I kick them aside like this, you know I'm completely bare under this little dress. Just these few ounces of shiny cloth between your hands and this soft, warm body. I also practice pushing my tits together. Kind of a smooth runway for your cock if you ever want to edge yourself there. You like that? You like rubbing your hard cock between a girl's soft breasts? Maybe come on her face? Paint her face with your hot, sticky load? I like that too, when a guy does that. I learned how to look into a guy's eyes while I lift my dress until he could almost see my bare, bald pussy, and then just put my hands underneath these little shoulder straps and boop, down falls the dress, like that. Well, after I give it a little encouragement past my stiff nipples. You like them? Good. They're for you. And here I am now, just wearing my high-heeled sandals, because I learned that guys like them, so I keep them on. I think they'll bring my pussy just to the right height if you bend me over. Look at me. Long legs, taut belly, tight pussy, perky tits. I'm all for you. You helped me be as beautiful as I had ever dreamed. And now I want to be beautiful inside too. For you. All for you. I'll show you some other things I learned. I learned how to unbutton a guy's shirt and kiss along his chest and around his neck. Like this. Learned how nice it is to snake my hand around the front of his pants like this. Oh, your cock is thick. Why didn't I ever know that? Hard cock and a soft hand. I can feel you throb. That's right. Put your hand on my bare back. Bring them down to feel my butt. I can feel my pussy so wet. And it feels good when you touch it. You've been waiting to do that? Really? And you never told me? I know. Probably I wouldn't have been ready to hear it. But I'm ready now. I'm wet and ready for you. I'm so ready. Like I've been waiting all my life and didn't know it till now. Excuse me while I drop to my knees and take down your pants. It's beautiful. You're beautiful. Nice, broad shoulders, tapered waist, strong abs, hard, thick cock. Nice, heavy balls, too. I'm just gonna give him a little scratch in the back. I see you like that. I'm gonna put it in my mouth now, and I'm gonna show you how I think I can take all of you. I think I've got something to practice on. Oh, don't come yet. Later on, I'll blow you and drink you down like soda through a straw. But now that I've got you naked and ready, I want you inside me. I want you to pound me with that big thing till I scream and seethe and go limp and lose my mind. I want to hold you with my arms and legs and lock my ankles around you so you couldn't get away if this place caught fire. Sure, I'll do it in your bed, but I don't even want to wait for that. I'm going to lie back on your carpet and open my legs and lift my arms, and I want you to sink down and sink into me. Let me warm you. Warm all of you. That's right. Put it in me, Daddy. Oh, you like that? I do too. Daddy. Oh, fuck. That feels good. You like my legs wrapped around you? My fingernails digging into your back? Yes, I'll hold on to you at the back of your neck. Oh, Jesus. You're all the way in. Hard, hard cock and hot, slick cunt. Oh, fuck, it feels good when you grind into me. No, I don't need it slow. I've been a bad girl, Daddy. I need you to punish me with your big cock. bite my neck and tell me I'm your bad, slutty, juicy girlfriend. Fuck, I love it. Just like that. Your cock, it hits me just right, right there. Don't stop. Don't stop. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. So good. I came so hard. I'm so happy. I love you so much. Now I want you to come. I want you to grind yourself into me, into this tight, hot pussy that's all yours now. Feel your sweet cock sleeve under you and fuck me while I tell you how I'm going to dress up in sexy dresses and filthy lingerie and high heels. And sometimes maybe just one of your sports jerseys with nothing underneath. So you can just reach in and touch me wherever you please. And how all my holes are yours for the taking anytime. Yes, my ass too. It's all for you. Anything for you. All your dirtiest fantasies. I'll play them out with you. Give it to me, Daddy. Give me that hot cum. Oh, fuck. I'm cum. Oh, shit. Coming. Ah, fuck. Come inside me. Oh, fuck. I feel you. You're about to. Dump that hot load into my steaming gun. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I feel it. Oh, so hot and juicy. No, you're not too heavy. Rest in my arms for a minute. I just had a thought. All that time I was telling you what I thought I wanted, you never told me what you wanted. Didn't you want anything? What? You wanted me? All that time? Well, sweetie, you have me. Now and whenever you want. I think my calendar just became wide open.